Star Wars, Tapioca Fish Army. Written by Poplito Queen. Read by the Dragon Girl. The realest summary of Episode 7 ever. You won't even need to see the movie after reading this. Once upon a planet sometime, somewhere in space. Or maybe a spaceship. Who the fuck knows for certain? Han Slew put his mini Millennium Falcon into Legal Orgasm's spatial rift. And this action had repercussions. The Mint Chlorines had figured out by this time that Skywalkers come best in sets of two. Anything less usually causes something dark and unseemly to happen. Unfortunately, Slew, or Solo, if you will, means alone. Single. One. Therefore, it was an act of simple destiny that all of the Cuckoo Banana's Skywalker traits were jammed into one angsty idiot. But it wasn't all Benji Slew's fault. Honestly, Loogie Skywalker should have gotten a professional degree in education before taking him under his robo-wing. Legal and Hand should have realized that nothing good comes of Loogie going off without them for extended periods of time. Really, it always ends badly for Hand. And Benji should have told one or all of them. Nah. It's not even relevant to mention Supreme Lord Snooky at this point. Chances are things would have gone ass up with or without him. So, Benji decides to become Chloe. Things happen. Rayband meets him maybe at one point, and may or may not have been left in the Death Valley of Space by him, or Loogie, or neither at all. Years pass. Gritty, gross, sandy years. And then find the stormtrooper is saved by Pro Damn Son, one very hot taquito. Pro and Fine become boyfriends in about 5 minutes, leave the finals ship, bane of every student, and end up in Space Death Valley. Pro dies, and Fine is left to wander until he happens upon what amounts to any small town located in rural New Mexico. There, Babe 8, the Star Wars equivalent of one of those automatic rolling ball things you buy to entertain your dog, sans the tail, notices Fine in Pro's jacket, and sicks Rayband on him. Fine is terrified and aroused. Much like the rest of us. Luckily, Deus Ex Alien assholes show up, so Rayband and Fine have to hold hands and find a ship. They ride the Millennium Falcon, the freighter, not Han Slew's dick, and escape. Enter big, fun, high-flying adventure, blah blah blah, and they end up on the set of a hentai tentacle porno, and Han Solo is there with Chipotle, his wiki friend. More things happen. Fine gets captured by the space hentai monster, but it doesn't end half as hot as you think it would. Hand decides to take Fine and Rayband to space Hogwarts/bar, where they meet Shiny Yoda, who low-key wants to bed Chipotle, but more importantly somehow has Bananakin Skywalker's lifesaver. Much like OG Yoda, she speaks mostly in riddles and doesn't tell anyone shit. She also seemingly disappears when the Empire Point 2 shows up and blasts the fuck out of her castle. If Wikipedia hadn't made it clear, I would assume she died. Anyway, Fine fights a meme while Rayband gets kidnapped by Chloe. Things happen. We get 2 seconds of Legal Orgasm, and then end up in a room with another meme, where it's revealed that the Empire Point 2 has a super weapon. The Death Star. But bigger. Nobody explains why none of them knew about this planet-sized destructor machine already. It couldn't have been hard to miss, but that doesn't matter. We find out Pro is alive, and he and Fine have hot, passionate sex in the cockpit of his X-Wing. That being done, instead of insisting she goes with him like young hothead Legal would have, Legal instead pats Hand on the back and wishes him luck for... reasons. Fast forward some more. General Hug manages to destroy not one, not two, but 5 planets with the Death Star point to. Meanwhile, Ray-Bant has Chloe flipping through her mind like an old issue of People magazine at the dentist's office. And at some point he takes off his helmet, revealing himself to be none other than Space Snape. He isn't exactly bad-looking, but pretty looks don't change the fact that he's mind-torturing Ray-Bant. So, in retaliation, Ray-Bant flips it around and mind-fucks him for like 2 seconds. Chloe gets uncomfortable and leaves, and Ray-Bant is released by James Bond. Fine, Hand, and Chipotle all end up on Starkiller Base, and for some reason it's snowing. More funny banter in which Fine says what they're all thinking, and then they're in the main base of Starkiller Base. Baseception. They realize Ray-Bant really didn't need their help, so they get Captain Phasma of Tarth to shut off a force field or something, and then throw her in the trash. Perfect symbolism for how this first movie wasted her character. More things happen. Everyone meets up, and Chloe kills Hand. Still hoping Hand shows up with Landfill in the next one. I mean, Lugi was saved, why not Hand? Canon non grata, Hand is alive. And Chipotle shoots him with his special space edition Daryl Dixon crossbow he got at Walker Stalker Con. Then more stuff happens, and Fine, Chloe, and Ray-Bant all end up in the woods. Don't know where Chipotle went. Maybe to get the Millennium Falcon. Fine holds his own against Darth Vader Light, until getting his back slashed. Ray-Bant jumps in at that point and kicks his ass, and then she and Fine escape. During all this, Pro fucks up Starkiller Base like the pro that he is. Not much happens after that. Death Star Point 2 blows up. We know Chloe was saved by General Hug, and now Snooki wants to complete his training. Fine is in a coma, and I think Small Vintage Droid wakes up at this point. Or it might have been earlier. I don't fucking recall. Anyway, Ray-Bant leaves to find Lugi, and the movie ends with her finding him on Waterworld with one hella guilt beard. The music swells, and then credits. And that's the movie. The end.